The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Des Moines, Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Fancher of KLMJ Radio in Hampton and Robert Crozier of the Anamosa Journal Eureka. The first question will come from KLMJ's Brian.
Senator, thanks for taking our questions today. I wanted to get your take on the situation in Ukraine. We understand this morning that some Russian tanks have been moved over the border. And what's your thoughts about the situation, and what can we do to maybe help that out over there?
We can give intelligence information through the use of our intelligence operations so that the Kiev government knows exactly what is happening at the border, and we can give advice to their military. But the most important thing is there's a lot of military materiel that we should have given them a long time ago, and maybe now be too late to give to them, but we ought to be supplying them with a lot of stuff they don't have.
Thanks for taking my question, Senator. I was wondering, are you going to miss Tom Harkin when he's gone?
The answer is Tom Harkin and I have gotten along very well when it comes to Iowa issues. Natural disasters, appointments of Iowa under both Republican and Democrat presidents. We have always had a friendly relationship. We voted different on national issues, and I will miss him from the standpoint of how we work together for the interests of Iowa, but I believe that either one of his successors will be able to continue that working relationship. What I won't miss is a senator that cancels my vote 90% of the time.
Senator, can you give us an update on the renewable fuel standard situation? It sounds like that is continuing to hang out there right now.
Yeah. I've been told this week, but I haven't read it officially, that the rule is finalized by the EPA, and they're going to go to the OMB with the rule. That's the Office of Management and Budget. They have the final say on the implementation of the rule. I don't think they can rewrite the rule, but they can find out, they can analyze whether the rule was accorded according to law and put in place in a proper way and met the necessary cost-benefit analysis that rules have to have. And I don't know what the rule is. I don't know whether it'll be made public before OMB makes a decision or not, but it can't go into effect until OMB says it can go into effect. And I'm just a little bit worried that it could be a major problem for the ethanol industry if, in fact, it cuts back at all on the mandate for ethanol. And I'm afraid that that might be the case, but I don't know what the situation is. I don't expect it to be made final till after the election. I think it's too hot of an issue for people to put in place right now.
With the record crop and the associated drop in corn prices, do you think that the current price supports protecting farmers are not enough, too much, or just right?
Well, I think that you have to take into consideration the fact that we've had two or three very good years for grain, and that you can't continue that forever, and that there is a safety net in place called crop insurance. 92% of the farmers use that. And then if prices are below the cost of production, that will be filled in by the target prices provisions in the new farm bill. I hope that that will be enough. The latter does not guarantee profit, but it may, in fact, fill in to make sure that people are going to be able to continue farming. But I think that what's in the farm bill will be very adequate. And quite frankly, in all of my town meetings, I haven't heard anything to the contrary from individual farmers.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Senator, can you give folks an update on the situation with the federal budget as it stands now and what you think may happen in the coming weeks?
Yeah. Well, Reid announced in July that we're going to adjourn for the election on September 23rd. That's about 2 or 3 weeks ahead of normal adjournment election year. I think he's fearful that we are not. I think he's fearful that we're going to have, or that his people are in trouble, and he wants them out campaigning a couple weeks earlier than normal. That's probably good news for Republicans. It's bad news for getting things done that Congress ought to be doing. And I think when it comes to the budget and the authority for government to operate, you know, after the beginning of the new fiscal year, that probably the appropriation bills or an omnibus appropriation bill, or more aptly, the continuing resolution is all we're going to get done during that 12-day period of time so that government's not shut down. And then the final decisions on budget to be made during November and December.
Are Iowa sheriffs right to be cautious in honoring the federal ICE detainer requests after the Oregon court ruling from April?
You'll have to ask that question again. I hope I'm familiar with what you're talking about, so just state it again, please.
The Iowa Sheriff's Office,
I know what you're talking about. And I'm kind of disappointed that the sheriffs have taken the action they have. On the other hand, they're being threatened by the ACLU for lawsuits if they don't do exactly what they're doing. I don't know to what extent sheriffs have gotten independent legal advice on that, or they're just being intimidated by the ACLU. But I hope they aren't doing it just because the ACLU threatened lawsuits. I hope that they have good legal backing of that's independent, that maybe they had something to fear. But it's I think it's intimidation on the part of the ACLU that's lawyering for people that are undocumented. And I think that there's going to be a lot of people that should have been secured in jails while they're waiting deportation, that are going to be free now, and probably some of those have some criminal background that is a danger to society as a whole. So I'm somewhat disappointed, but I'm not going to find fault with the lawyers or with the sheriffs at this point. But I do admonish them to make sure they get independent legal advice and not just take the advice of the ACLU or a threat of lawsuit.
Senator, kind of tie in with that, what's the latest on immigration reform? Do you think you'll see anything happen on that before the end of the year?
According to the House of Representatives, and obviously I'm not a member of that body, but Boehner says he's not going to bring it up, so I don't expect anything to happen there. There's some threat on the part of the president that he's going to do something administratively that I think will be unconstitutional. But at that particular time, you know, there's probably not much we can do about it. Even if he does something that's unconstitutional, you know, it's going to take the courts. Probably the period of time between now, in other words, he won't even be president when the courts have probably said he's acted unconstitutionally. But I want to remind you that I don't think it's a far-fetched for us to think he might be doing something that's either illegal or constitutional, because we've had 12, 13, 14 court cases, some of them even Supreme Court cases, that has said he has acted unconstitutionally in some instances.
Thank you, Brian and Robert, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.